This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Coming up on today's show, tips for finishing your tax return as the April 18th deadline approaches. First up, the Center for Great Neighborhoods of Covington has been using nano grants to fund activities that make its neighborhoods more vibrant. These small grants of $250 are available to residents, students, and workers for creative ideas that bring people together. Here to discuss nano grants and the projects they fund, our Program Manager of Community Development at the Center for Great Neighborhoods, Kate Essery, and West Side Action Coalition members, Covington residents, and past grant recipients, Mark and Holly Young. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Kate, Mark, and Holly, thank you for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, glad to be here.
Kate, tell us how the program got started.
Sure. So the Center for Great Neighborhoods was started in 1976. We're a community development organization, and we have six core programs that complement each other in order to provide comprehensive community development and then provide tools to and resources to community members that want to improve the quality of life in their neighborhoods. So our six programs are health, financial education, neighborhoods and communities, youth, housing development, and creative placemaking. And the nano grants are really a piece of our creative placemaking efforts. And I want to take a moment to define creative placemaking. It's a little bit of a buzzword, but we define it as using art and artists to strengthen communities and using creative measures to strengthen communities. So in 2014, we wrote a grant to the Kresge Foundation, and we received $1.4 million over a three-year period from them. And the nano grants are one of the programs that we were able to implement due to that funding. And so the nano grant program is $250 to people who live, work, or study in Covington. We intentionally chose the $250 amount because for an individual, that's a pretty large sum to pull out of your pocket to try out a new idea. But for us as an organization, it's a small investment to encourage experimentation, get people together to, you know, unite under a common goal of improving their neighborhood. And really, we wanted to get new people involved. And so we made the process very unintimidating. We simplified the application process to just a few simple questions. And we wanted to encourage those non-traditional participants to get active and turn their ideas into a reality on our dime. And so the results have really been amazing.
Well, how much can you do with $250?
You can do quite a bit, actually.
You'd be amazed at what you can do with just a little bit of help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have done 38 projects since late 2014. So we've spent just over $9,000, and we've reached over 3,000 people. A third of those are children or youth in Covington. And so the impact is quite large, in fact. And so the projects, I mean, they've been really creative. We've gotten people from all parts of Covington to apply, and it's been really amazing.
So I guess the thinking is you're able to spread money around to a lot more projects with these smaller grants.
Yeah, absolutely. So we...
I was going to say a lot more diverse projects. So it's, you know, not just, you know, a creative, you know, an art project. It's anything from games or parties and music in the park, you know, anything that will encourage people to come together and create a stronger community, a stronger community bond. That's what we've been trying to do with some of the nano grants in the West Side.
The nice thing about these is it's not just the grant money. It'll also catalyze investment from local businesses who want to participate in the process. One of our neighbors was donating ice cream for one of our events that was keying into one of the nano grants. The photography, I believe, at the swing.
In Orchard Park, we've had a couple grants where we've had people. To, you know, ice cream socials. We've had we had a Halloween event for the first time ever in Westside. We got people to come together and donate hundreds of dollars worth of candy once we got everyone together to do, you know, face painting, pumpkin painting. We had fortune tellers. We had live music in Orchard Park. We had a hayride. We connected with Linden Grove Cemetery and did a hayride through the cemetery and had scary stories, you know, told on, you know, on the hayride as they're going through. Once we got the ball rolling with just, you know, $250 just to say, okay, we can do this. We need a few decorations. We need a little bit of candy. People started coming out of the woodworks and saying, oh, I want to be a part of this. I want to be part of bringing the community together. And it was just that little bit, that $250 to kickstart the process and getting people to go, oh, I want to be a part of this too. And it was a huge success. We had, you know, 300 people coming through the small area of Orchard Park. And, you know, we're definitely going to do it again. But we just had such a community came together and started talking to each other, and kids came out, and it was
a bigger reaction than the $250.
It was
by multiples.
Right, the ripple effect is truly amazing.
So, you're getting a lot of bang for your buck. It sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the West Side, there's been 9 of the 38 projects have been located in the West Side, so they've learned. You know, they've gotten other residents engaged and. It's true. The ripple effect can just be...
And the ripple effect, but yes, but also what we were saying before is this is, you know, a snowball effect because one thing leads to another. It builds upon each other. You've got, you know, community building. You've got, you know, this started off with, you know, a dozen people. Now we've got 30 people planting trees. Now we've got 100 people doing, you know, volunteer work. Now we've got, you know, Great American Cleanup. We've got... But you're building this mass and this movement. And it just starts with a little tiny push.
Right. I can give you an example. In Latonia, we had a resident, Rob, who came to us. He has a small park next to his house and 2 daughters. And he said, there's nowhere to sit in this park. I just need a small grant to put out a picnic table. And we said, okay, well, what's your creative aspect? And so he created a picnic table and he added an art box to it that has art supplies. And it has colored pencils and crayons. And it encourages kids to create and draw. And every few months, he'll repaint it white and give them a blank canvas. As he was doing that, some of the neighbors started to see them. And they said, wow, this is one of our neighbors. He's invested in this park. A few days later, 4 or 5 neighbors came. They spread mulch all over the park near the playground equipment. A week after that, one of the neighbors came with a fresh can of paint, and he repainted all of the swing sets and all of the park equipment. And that is just the effect that $250 can have.
Yeah, like you're talking about, it's the leveraging and the ripple effect.
Correct.
That comes from doing this. Kate, how many different neighborhoods are there in Covington?
There are 19 neighborhoods in Covington.
How diverse are these neighborhoods?
Covington is extremely diverse. So we have a big Spanish-speaking population. We have a lot of situational and socioeconomic diversity in Covington. And so, you know, one of the things that the center is very focused on is breaking down all of those barriers that might be put up that limit people from participating. So this NanoGrant program is a great example of that. We make it as unintimidating as possible. You can apply in Spanish or English. If you don't know what to do, if this is your first time being involved in your community, I'll personally sit down with you. We'll hash out the idea. We connect you to other resources and partners that will make your project a success. And our motto is every single person in Covington has something to offer to their community that can make it a better, stronger place. And our job is to really pull that out of each person and then give them the tools they need to be a success.
So, Kate, who's eligible to apply, and how do they apply? You say it's a simpler process than it used to, I guess, than it used to be.
Right. Anyone, no matter what age, no matter what situation you're in, can apply that lives, works, and studies in Covington. And it's for individuals. We have had some groups apply that need money or a few businesses, but... the process is simple. You can either log on our website at www.greatneighborhoods.org and go to our grant opportunities, and there's an online application. You can pick up a paper application at our organization, which is located at 1650 Russell Street in Covington, or you can email me directly or give me a call. So my email is kate at greatneighborhoods.org, and my phone number is 859-547-5552. And so whether you have internet or not, we will make sure that you can get the application in your hands. It's simple questions. It's what's your project idea? How is it creative? And then how do you plan on spending the $250? And then usually we review the application internally. Two or three staff members look at it. We can approve within 2 or 3 days, and we can have the money to you within the next week. Because when you have that momentum going, you don't want to give a large gap of time or a long review process.
And we have a link to the Center for Great Neighborhoods of Covington at WVXU.org as well. And are there deadlines for applying, Kate? Or
so for this grant program, it's a rolling application. So you can apply at any time. We do start a new round every 3 months, so that if you applied in a previous round, you're eligible again 3 months later to reapply if you have another idea that you want to do. So anytime is possible, and we try to make it, once you're done with your project, you have 30 days to write a report, and the report is really how many people do you think you impacted, how many people showed up, and then it's 6 to 8 photos of the event, and that's it.
The event or the...
Or the project.
The project, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Mark and Holly, tell me about the West Side Action Coalition. And Holly was talking earlier about some of the projects you've done through the coalition in association with the center. Talk some more about the things that your organization has done.
Well, first of all, West Side Action Coalition is basically the West Side Neighborhood Association. Mm-hmm. We affectionately refer to it as WAC. Mark and I have been sort of leading this organization for the past couple years, and with a lot of help from the Center for Great Neighborhoods. They've been outstanding. And when Kate says that the grant application process truly is easy, it is. They make it as easy as possible. Anybody with ideas. I mean, we started off with, you know, making customized cornhole boards for our community so that we could do sort of intramural games in the park. That was, you know, kind of way out there. Well, we thought it was way out there, but, you know, they welcomed it with open arms. And so now we have, you know, cornhole boards for the public in Orchard Park. And we're doing everything. We're doing, you know, Mason Bees now. They're just completely open.
The neat thing is we've been able to see an opportunity and quickly jump on it. The center has a small pocket park with a sculpture in there that was actually funded by one of the creative grants as well, the $5,000 grants as well, which is delightful. There's a wonderful wonderful little pocket space right next to and adjacent to our Orchard Park area. We saw that as an opportunity to have parties to bring people together, just a little Friday evening or even Saturday get-togethers. And you need kind of a hook to make that sort of thing happen. So it dawned on me that one of the people who performs at the Covington Farmers Market has a lovely voice, Christy Kruer, and I thought maybe it'd be neat to have her play at a number of events right there in the Orchard Park and in the Sculpture Park. We could set up there and have a safe place to get electricity in and things like that, and enough room for people to spread out. So I applied for a $250 grant, and we had money funds to fund Christy playing each event. And then, you know, we found some funds within our organization to get refreshments and food. And then there's another nano grant that paid for the grill that we brought out to cook some food for people as well. So, you know, it was really neat. It was a very quick process. And we were able to have 3 or 4 successful events going from, you know, I think we had like 50 at one event and 75 at another. And then at the Halloween event, we had 350.
But again, as Kate said earlier, this is not just West Side Action Coalition getting these grants. These are individuals.
It's all the neighborhoods.
All over the place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just happens to work very well together that, the Neighborhood Association can sometimes take the lead, but we don't have to. We're always, you know, encouraging residents to reach out to the Center for Great Neighborhoods and make sure that, you know, if they have an idea, you know, as far out there as they think it might be, if it's creative, if it's going to bring the community together, give it a shot.
We will continue our conversation, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. We're discussing nano grants being used to fund projects in Covington. My guests are Program Manager of Community Development at the Center for Great Neighborhoods, Kate Essery, and Westside Action Coalition members, Covington residents and past grant recipients, Mark and Holly Young. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Hey, Kate, you've got the nano grants, but that's not the only thing the center does. I mean, they have the creative community grants?
Yes.
And tell us about those.
So the creative community grants are $5,000 grants for artists, and our definition of artist is very broad. It can be a self-defined artist, anyone who fancies himself as a creative. And they're up to $5,000, and they focus on community-identified issues. So we just opened our fourth round where we will fund six or seven $5,000 grants, and this round is focused on health and how do we improve health in Covington. The applications are due on May 2nd. So far with the Creative Community Grants, we've funded 23, which is totaling $103,612. And they have focused on safety, Covington's bicentennial, which was celebrated in 2015, and inclusion. So the inclusion grants are happening right now. And I do have a little anecdote about one of the inclusion grants that's happening currently, and it is a exchange where the Council for the Blind they bought a Braille printer where they are translating menus of local chefs and restaurants in Covington in exchange for cooking classes where they learn new cooking skills or new skills for the kitchen. And all of that actually started with a nano grant gone awry. So, no.
Explain that one.
It was a nano grant that we received that we actually weren't able to fund at the beginning. So one of our local residents wanted to get food for a neighborhood meeting. And that was the idea. And we said, well, there needs to be a creative element. We can't just, you know, fund food. We want to support. The center does support anything that can strengthen a community group or resident-led group. But this pool of funding is truly for creative ideas. And so the applicant went back to the drawing board, and she came back later, about a month later, and she said, I have an idea. I want to do an art walk for the visually impaired. I want to host visually impaired for an afternoon of experiencing outdoor art with volunteer guides that can explain the statues while they're touching them. And so she wanted to use the $250 to pay for a handicap accessible bus, printing costs for, you know, materials, and then food for the meeting afterwards. And so we said, that's an amazing idea. Let's do it. And they had about 26 people participate in that art walk. And coming back, they said, that was pretty good. That was easy. We liked that. And so when we had this $5,000 grant opportunity open up about inclusion and celebrating our diversity, they said, I think we have another idea. So they came back. We're still working with them, and it's developed into a great partnership.
It's just another great way you can show that, you know, $250 can, you know, snowball into something that is much bigger, much more helpful, much more inclusive, and a really brilliant idea.
Absolutely.
Now, is there a nano grant event of some kind coming up that that people can attend to learn more about this, Kate?
Holly's Bees at the Farmer's Market.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that this is an example of one of the – I just received a grant for Mason Bees. I have a few friends of mine that I used to work with who were all honeybee raising, and they were trying to get me into it. And I had some small issues with bees and bee stings and anaphylactic shock. And so I was sort of wary about getting into the honeybees. And did some research and said, oh, well, there's these great pollinators called mason bees, and they really don't sting. Anyone can raise them. Absolutely, you know, great pollinators and no anaphylactic shock. So I said, this is something that, you know, when people are talking about, you know, honeybee colony collapse and, you know, not getting pollinators, this is a perfect solution for that, and absolutely anyone can raise these bees. So I got a grant to build bee houses and get some bee tubes that they lay their eggs in, and to get some actual bee cocoons. And we'll be helping people figure out how they can do this on their own at the Covington Farmers Market. And that's going to be starting in
May 7th.
Yeah, on Saturday, the first Saturday in May. So we'll be down at the Covington Farmers Market helping people pollinate their vegetables and plants. And this is all from the help from the Center for Great Neighborhoods. We're very thankful for that.
Kate, how long does the NanoGrant program, how long can it go?
So we're for sure going to fund it till the end of 2017. But because the impact has been so huge, we have partnered up with Skyward, which is a Northern Kentucky regional planning organization. And Skyward said, you know, we love this program. We want to pilot it in other communities. And so we are going to, this summer, starting in June, we're going to bring three new Northern Kentucky communities the NanoGrant program on a pilot basis. So those communities are Falmouth, Dayton, and Florence. So if there's listeners coming in from those three communities, get your ideas ready. We want to invest in them and their community.
Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Program Manager of Community Development at the Center for Great Neighborhoods, Kate Essery, and Westside Action Coalition members, Covington residents and past grant recipients, Mark and Holly Young. Coming up, we'll have some tips for tax time. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.